So when Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to prove and show the Korach and his Veidaso, his Sheker, so we all know that he came up with the whole plan with the Ketores, but he said as follows, but in Perek Tazayim Pazukei Vaidaber Korach VeKol Adaso Lemer Bulker VeYoda Hashem Es Asher Lo. Tomorrow in the morning, we'll find out. Find out from Hashem. I don't need to prove it. Hashem will show us who's Emes. Hashem will show us who's Emes. The pasuk continues and says, "So Boker v'yodes Hashem es Hashalo v'sa kadosh v'egrivelav those that are holy and that come close to Him v'es Hashem yibchar bo yakrivelav and those that He chooses He will bring close to Him." If you read this pasuk, it's number one, it's just completely redundant. Right? It says those that are holy are close to Him, and those that He chooses will be close to Him. Like, you're just saying the same thing twice. It's redundant. And secondly, it changes slightly in the verb of karav that Hashem brings close. First it's the hikriv, they were already like close to Him, and then it's yakriv, He will bring you close. Like, which one is it? I saw an incredible Torah from the Hilga Bar Ditchever. The Bedichver says the following. He says, when we're used to be Mekadesh the month, so the Mishnah tells us the Rosh Bezdin would say Mekudesh, the Cholam Oinin, and everyone else would say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. He says, why was it like this? Why did the Rosh Bezdin say it once and the whole nation said it twice? So Bederech Rashi says such an idea. Never listen to this Torah. He says, the avodah of every yid is twofold. There's a duality to our avodah Hashem. There's sur meira va'aseh tov. Sur meira is to remove that which is wrong, to work on our shmir senayim, to obviously work on our the way we speak and not saying any nivel peh, not saying any lashon hara. Sur meira, remove that the impediments that which is bad, and then there's va'aseh tov. Our davening, our learning, our Shabbos Kodesh, not just the Yisurim, the Lamed Melachos, is a Sur Meira, but how beautiful our Sud is, what our davening is like. Aseh Tov. And those are our two Kedushins of life, the two ways that we're Makadish our life. So someone that's already a Tzaddik, the Sur Meira is no longer a challenge. That could be mamish accomplished and achieved. Do we really think Reb Chaim Kanievsky is ever battling any sur meira in his life? Reb Chaim Kanievsky ever battling, like, he's above and beyond it for already years and years and years. There's no battle of sur meira in Rav Nevenzel's life. There's no battle of sur meira in Rav Shechter's life. There's no battle. Just sur meira is taken care of already. There's still an avodah of growth in the Aseh Tov. I could daven always with more kavan. I could learn with more amelus. I could even be a little nicer to people than I've been. Whatever it might be. There's everyone on their own level. Obviously, we can't even imagine what that is for Reb Chaim or for Reb Nevenzel or Reb Shechter. I'm not just, but there's always that growth in Aseh Tov. We never, till the day that we leave this world, that's Adam L'Amal Yulad. But Tzur Meira could be, mamish, you've reached it. You're good to go. So he says, when the Rosh Bezdin is the tzaddik, says, Mekudosh! This is talking about Kedushas as man, but Kedushas of the whole month. Mekudosh, I need to be Mekudosh, one thing, my Aseh Tov. V'chol Am, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. We understand, we need both. We need to work on our Sur Meira, V'Aseh Tov. There are two levels of life. So the B'Dichur is so too here, the Eibishter is saying as follows. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying about the Eibishter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose first Vesakodosh, those that are holy, I mean those that are already accomplished and are above Sur Meira. I'm above it. We gave shir a while ago about being above it, Chevra. But you're above it. It's not. I'm not. I don't struggle in Shemir Sinayim anymore. I'm above that. I'm above it. I'm struggling like whether I should Ichveis Nisht. I'm even Yavin. I'm above it. So Vezakodesh v'hikrevlov. They already, on their own, are close to Hashem. They're already one with him. Because once you accomplish that, Hashem mamish loves it. You already have a bond with Hashem on the highest level. And Hashem appreciates, okay, you got to continue to grow in your Asay Tov. But v'asakadosh v'hikriv ilof. But then Hashem says, v'asar yifchor bo. But those that haven't even accomplished that yet, but are trying and want it, Hashem's still going to choose you and yakriv ilof and bring you close to Him. Hashem will help you. Hashem will help you continue to grow. And Hashem will help you and bring you close to Him. That's how the B'dit Shavir learns this pasuk. And what that tells us is as follows. Halavai, each and every one of us should reach a level, and we should be on a level where we're already past it. We're past the Sur Meiran. We're just working on perfecting our Asay Tov. And halavai, if I'm on that level, gevalt. But if you're not there yet, Al Tisya'ish. Because you're constantly battling these areas of Shemir Sanayim, or battling whatever other temptation, or whatever it might be, it doesn't mean you're out. There's still Asher Yivchar Bo V'Yakrav Yilov. Hashem still loves you. And Hashem still appreciates the fight. And don't worry, He's going to bring you close. It's just a matter of time when you feel that and reach a level as HaKadosh. And then you're Mir Tashem, that's how we're going to be this summer. We're coming into the summer to Tammuz, and we spoke all about it. About our Shabbos and about our Torah. Don't stop growing. Don't stop knowing that Hashem wants you close to Him. And Hashem is bringing you close to Him until we're all going to be close to Him with Mashiach Lakenu, with Kula Shlema, B'mheir B'meinu, and B'heil of Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 I'm sorry.